This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The state of Oregon is cracking down on diploma mills, unaccredited colleges or universities that offer degrees through the mail, often for little or no work. Now, one school identified as a diploma mill by the state is fighting back with a federal lawsuit. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Kennedy Western University has no classrooms and no campus, but it does have a website that offers busy professionals bachelor's, master's, and doctorate-level degrees without attending class in as little as 12 months. It's not accredited by any organization recognized by the U.S. Department of Education, but it is licensed by the state of Wyoming, where some of its offices are based. That's not good enough for Oregon, which forbids graduates of schools like Kennedy Western from using their degrees as professional credentials. Paul Saltman, president and CEO of Kennedy Western, says the Oregon law is unconstitutional because it interferes with interstate commerce and free speech.
You have people that have a degree that earned a bachelor's or a master's degree from Kennedy Western, but they can't articulate that. In other words, they have to be muzzled. So we think that's a violation of free speech.
The Oregon statute says it's a crime for anyone to claim a degree for any purpose from institutions that haven't been accredited by the U.S. Department of Education or by the state's Office of Degree Authorization. That office, which lists Kennedy Western among hundreds of so-called diploma mills, is headed by Alan Contreras.
Many of these, of course, are not schools. They are a business that supplies degrees to people who have not earned them in exchange for money. So we might as well just all get PhDs and then we can run around calling each other doctor.
Concern about all this made it all the way to the U.S. Senate in Washington last spring.
Based on my observations during the time I worked at Kennedy Western, I can tell you that there is no value to a Kennedy Western education.
That's Andrew Colombe, a former admissions officer at Kennedy Western. He told a Senate committee investigating unaccredited universities that the school relies on high-pressure sales tactics to attract students and requires little work.
The problem is, much of our sales pitch was not true. There was no admissions board. Applications were reviewed by one person. In fact, I'd never heard of an applicant being rejected.
Kennedy Western says it no longer claims to have an admissions board, but that applications are reviewed by at least three people. It defends the practice of granting credit for related work experience and denies that it's a diploma mill.
We're pretty damn mad right now that we are labeled that.
Kennedy Western President Paul Saltman says the school spends hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on online teaching and research materials. And in fact, it does employ part-time faculty with advanced degrees.
And we're going to do everything we can to show people that we're not a diploma mill, that just because you're not accredited doesn't mean you're a diploma mill. Has Oregon ever come to Kennedy Western? They've never come here. So to say there's no meaningful learning experience is totally unfounded, and it's not true.
Kennedy Western could apply for approval by the state of Oregon, but instead it's challenging the state law in federal court. John Baer, who publishes a guide to distance learning and tracks diploma mills, says Kennedy Western does do more than just sell diplomas, though he says it does award advanced degrees for relatively modest work. But Baer doubts the lawsuit will succeed, because states have long had the right to regulate the granting of degrees and licenses.
I mean, this is like going back to challenge Brown versus Board of Education or something. I mean, it is a major national issue because if Kennedy Western prevails, it will obviously affect the basic concept of accreditation as it exists in the U.S.
So other states are watching this case closely. North Dakota, New Jersey, and Indiana, for example, have followed Oregon with similar laws to control the proliferation of online degrees of questionable merit. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.